So far this year, about 900 illegal migrants have been found at sea near Australia, four times the number for all of 2008. The surge has authorities worried. In the latest case, about 73 asylum seekers are being taken to the Australian territory of Christmas Island, in the middle of the Indian Ocean, for processing. Most of the migrants trying to reach Australia this year are escaping the fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan and Sri Lanka. Most travel to Malaysia or Indonesia, where people smugglers have established the logistics, however dangerous, to ferry people in search of safety and a better life into Australian waters. Pamela Kerr is a campaign strategist for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Melbourne. She says more needs to be done to help those seeking to flee troubled homelands.
The fact of life is there are no formal, lawful mechanisms for somebody facing death in Afghanistan or Iraq to get out. They go to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in Jakarta. They get turned away and told to go to the Australian Embassy. They go to the Australian Embassy, same thing. This is what they tell me. 4 to 5 times they go backwards and forwards, and then where do they go? They go to the people smuggler who offers them a trip on a boat.
The increased numbers have resulted in much closer cooperation among customs agents and police in Australia, Indonesia and Malaysia, where Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd recently visited and asked for help in shutting down people smuggling operations. However, Kerr says this will not be enough to stop the current wave of boat people, despite the perils of barely seaworthy vessels.
We can give advice from our perspective, and that is, don't get on a boat. You stand a good chance of drowning because the boats that are used are boats that are disposable. The fishermen who rent them out and who bring them across know they're going to be burnt at the other end, so they are not boats that are fit for return journey.
Kerr says despite those warnings, until life in Central Asia and the Middle East improves and governments in transit countries like Indonesia and Malaysia firmly grasp the issues, the flow into Australia is unlikely to abate. Members of the Conservative opposition blame Prime Minister Rudd for the increased flow because he eased rules on indefinitely detaining suspected illegal migrants and other policies on boat people. The opposition argues that Mr. Rudd's policies encourage people to sneak into the country. Australia accepts more than 10,000 refugees a year after they have been screened through official programs run by the United Nations and other organisations. Luke Hunt for VOA News, Melbourne.